Welcome to another edition of the broadcast, and I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me as always is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, what's our contact info?
I'm so glad you asked. We have an Instagram. It's the broadcast 999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
All right.
All right.
There's some interesting things that have been a-brewing the last week.
Really?
One of the things, I feel like I want to get to you first.
Oh, okay.
You got a very interesting message.
Oh.
Sent, and I'm like, okay.
I did.
And I wanted to see what you have been thinking since. So please explain what has happened.
Okay, well, someone on my Instagram messaged me and asked, just out of curiosity, was like, can I ask you a question? And I said, yes. You know, I mean, I try to be as much as an open book as possible. And said, if I was single, would I ever consider being a cuddle buddy?
Mm-hmm.
So that's like someone that you just get hired to cuddle with.
A professional cuddler.
A professional cuddler.
That is a thing.
And I said, yeah, if I was single and I was in need of cash, dude, why not? Like, I would do, if I was in I think of like, if I had children and I had to feed them, like I would do a lot of things. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just thinking like, even not
if I didn't have children, if I just wanted to buy something nice for myself.
It's like, I want a new car, man. Let's go.
Yeah. I need to pay rent or whatever. So I was like, yeah, I mean, probably, cuddling. I like cuddling. So why not if I get paid for it? So then he was like, well, will you ask your boyfriend if I can hire you to be my cuddler? And I was like, I do not think my boyfriend would be down with that.
Did you ask him?
Of course I did.
What did he say?
Well, at first, well, and then he was like, well, will you ask? And then it was like, are you curious to see how much I'd pay you? And I was like, well, now I'm very curious. Yes.
Now, since you brought it up.
I mean, I guess so. So he said he'd pay me $200 an hour to cuddle him. And he said, just cuddle. And I was like, $200 an hour? Like,
did he give you any specifics, like positions or where?
No,
or
specifics at all.
Over just the blanket, said, under the blanket.
Right. Are we in a bed? Are we in a hot tub? What are we at? But so just $200 an hour. So then, of course, I was like, hey, babe, can I make some extra money? And
I got to go sell my body.
Yeah. You know, I just kind of go lay there. And my boyfriend was like, oh, who the hell is this guy and how much? And I thought it was hilarious that he's even asking. And I told him $200 and his mouth dropped. His eyes got so large. Like, what the hell is wrong with some guys? Like, you cuddle me for free and it ain't that great. And this guy's willing to pay $200.
You gotta admit, he's honest too.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he'll be okay with me cuddling for like maybe 3 minutes, and he's like, okay, it's time to get off.
I think it's like with dudes, especially bigger dudes, because he's taller and stuff.
Yeah.
They just overheat real fast.
Oh, real, real, real fast. But it is really funny when he wants to be a little spoon. I love
you're
it.
You're a little jetpack.
I'm like, okay. But so I told my boyfriend that. My boyfriend obviously was like, what the hell? And I was like, hey, well, if we ever need extra cash, I got a little career in this, I guess. But then I messaged him back because then I didn't respond. And then he asked me, so what do you think? And I was like, oh, yeah, there's no way. My boyfriend is not down. So I just received a message that said, well, how about $500 an hour?
What? I am tempted here, man. Jesus.
Dude. And he said strictly just cuddling. So I don't know really the specifics. I don't know if I'm big spoon, little spoon. We switch off. I don't know. I would have to get one of my girlfriends told me I'd have to get like a contract of
you violate the contract, you have to pay up front. And if you do something you're not supposed to, I can stand up and leave and keep
and
in mind.
And you have to pay me triple, quadruple. But I'm like, $500 and like, it's an hour out of my life.
Right. Like, $500. When would you get paid $500 to do anything ever again?
Maybe if I decided to become a whore, a real whore, maybe I'd get that much.
And I have, like, honestly, I have no problem with any kind of sex work. And I think, like, you can probably consider this sex work because you're using your body. But if you think about it, any job, especially when you're working with your body, whether it be construction or even military or whatever, you are
wearing your body.
You are selling your body.
Dude, I was
basically,
like,
so I have no problem with any kind of sex work where sex is involved or not.
Yeah, and then I was like, well, okay, are we awake during this whole thing? Like, are we talking during this whole thing? Are we
sleeping? Are we playing Enya? Am I giving you a massage?
Yeah, like, what?
Do I stroke your leg hair?
What does one do with, ew! Can I braid it? Can I shave it, actually? I'd be into that. Can I shave your leg hair? But,
God, yeah. You're weird.
So, I like naked things, what can I say? But I don't want this person actually being, I don't want to be naked either. Do we have our clothes on?
I'd be sweatpants. You get me my most comfortable cuddling clothing, which is my sweatpants and my hoodie.
Sweatpants might get really hot though.
And a fan going.
Yeah, and a fan or air conditioning blasting. But I'm like, wow, $500. And then of course I think, how long could I cuddle for? 4 hours? Okay, wait, that's $2,000. I was like,
you can do it 4 separate occasions.
Yeah, like, or even like 4 hours at once.
Honestly, you can't cuddle for 4 hours. Like, in general, that's too much time.
But what if you fall asleep?
Well, I mean, can I fall asleep? That's fine, but then you're also asleep.
Or is that make you nervous?
That would make me nervous. I don't want to be asleep next to somebody I don't know. Like, I don't even do that when I did my one-night stands. It's like, okay, I'm going to leave now. Thank you.
Oh, see.
You can go now. Bye.
I mean, maybe I'll have, like, a drink or two or, like, a sleeping pill, and then I'll just crash. Actually, maybe that's not a good idea.
I feel like I'd probably want, like, I had a friend of mine. He said that he used to date a gal who was, like, a dominatrix.
Oh, yeah.
But from what he explained, she wasn't doing any of the sex stuff. I'm like, it's hard to believe, because you also talked about how she's a nymphomaniac, so... Okay, sure. But what he would do is he would drive her to these places when they were dating, and he would wait either out in the car or outside.
Oh, and then she would just whip them or
do whatever it was they did, and then she would leave. But he would wait outside in case things got weird.
Yeah, so then she can just, like, bolt out of there.
Yeah.
That's also another thing. Like, is this happening at his place? Are we renting a motel for an hour?
Then that would be on your price. Like,
yeah.
That's not cutting into my money.
Where does this even happen? But that's a good idea, though, to have someone waiting outside and be like, okay, you're supposed to be out here in an hour. If you're not, I'm coming knocking or something.
Right. Especially if there's like if it's a hotel room, you can have like an extra key.
Yeah.
And be like, okay, if things do not wrap up, I'm going to give a courtesy knock. And if I don't hear anything, I'm coming in.
I'm busting in.
Right.
A courtesy knock. Because that cuddling might turn into something else. Just kidding. But, or, you know, Vicky.
Well,
you
I was
just
thinking dominatrix stuff. Sorry.
You could just come along and just chill and
I'll just stare. I will be so awkward with it, too. Like, I'm just going to stare so deeply. Like,
God, you're going to be like, damn, Sarah, you're a terrible cuddler.
No,
you're
I would
judge.
No, it wouldn't even be judging. I'd be staring at him like, I dare you, buddy. Make a move. Make a wrong move.
See, I was saying, too, like, I would rather be the big spoon.
Yeah, because you don't want the pokey.
Yeah, no.
Because, like, I mean, I get, even if it's involuntary, like, he didn't mean it. Like,
ew, you still feel it.
You still feel it. I don't want to do that.
No, so I was telling my boyfriend. My boyfriend's like, yeah, he's probably hoping that you will feel the pokey and that will arouse you, mm-hmm. and then something more will happen. And I'm like, no, that just turns me off thinking about it. That's why I would want to be a big spoon, because then I'm like, I can't feel no pokey.
I feel like I'd have a lot of rules set in place, but besides being the big spoon, I'm like, you have to be freshly showered, like wash your hair. I feel like if I'm going to be the big spoon
clean
and I'm
clothes.
Sitting there like smelling the nastiness in your hair, like, no, wash that. Like, I want somebody to be clean and fresh. I don't have to be uncomfortable for 60 minutes.
Yeah, but then again, 60 minutes really ain't that long.
Yeah, it is if you're holding your breath.
Yeah, or if you're like trying not to puke.
It's like, dude. Freaking, when was the last time we showered?
I don't know. $500 though.
I know.
Probably inhale some weird things for $500.
I've done worse for free. Seriously.
Yeah. For real though.
You're not wrong.
I know.
All right. So I want to know, you guys, would you ever pay, like, let's not even necessarily cuddling, but let's say non-sexual contact. Would you ever pay somebody to do that? And this isn't I'm not judging. This is not a judgmental thing. Like, it is a natural curiosity thing, especially with, like, COVID going on. I feel like a lot of people are just very lonely.
Yeah, they want
that touch.
They're missing that touch. Exactly.
Right. It's a nice segue to go into the...
Wait, and I need to know really quick before your great segue. Would you let your significant other do this?
I feel like, how many ladies are asking dudes to do this? And honestly, my first thought was, I'm picturing like an old cougar.
I was thinking that too, because I used to joke with my boyfriend and be like, dude, if some old lady is trying to like take you out to lunch for like arm candy, you know, and pays you, I'm like, babe, do it. do it, because to me that's no threat. It's an old ass lady.
What if she, like, actually like wants to do it?
Oh no! Hell no! Hell okay. No! Not actually do it. Okay. Just go out to lunch.
How far? Like, can she goose him?
What the hell's goosing him?
It's like a honk honk on the butt.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. I thought you were gonna say honk honk on his the front his package, and I'm like,
no.
But you know, maybe yeah. you could goose him on the booty,
little spanking,
maybe kiss on the cheek. See, that's where it gets dangerous, though. That's why like me having an OnlyFans scares me, is because like, if he like did go out with an old lady and it was like kiss on the cheek is like $300, but like just slide to the lips, that's $1,000. You know, like, and then I'm right. Okay, just one time, babe. Just peck her on the lips. Get that grand. Like,
but what if it's like a full on makeout sesh?
Yeah, but what if that was like 10 grand? Like, what if she was loaded?
No woman is going to pay another man 10 grand to make out.
Some guy is paying me $500 just to lay there.
It's a little different between women and men.
Yeah, but if she was like an old ass lady and like finds like my boyfriend super attractive and just has billions of dollars and 10 grand is nothing. And she hasn't got that la 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 in a long time. Looks making like, out. Not down there. Down there would be like at least 100 grand.
Right.
Ew, I can't even picture my guy doing that.
I mean, if it was something like, hey, this old lady wants to have a passionate night with you for 100 grand, be like, babe, take one for the team.
So you'd be cool with your dude doing that?
Especially if it's an old lady, because I mean, I feel like the chances of returning, and if he leaves me for an old lady, I'd be like, you know what? I guess it wasn't meant to be.
Yeah, can I get that 100 grand?
But I'm getting part of this, man.
I'm getting like, part of that money.
It's like give me a nice parting gift, okay? I won't be bitter. I won't talk smack. I will wish you all the luck. You know, for another million, I will carry your babies for you. For like whatever, if you get married, I'll carry your baby. Just give me $1 million.
Your old ass baby. So you would be okay with it?
I feel like it's easy to say right now. Yeah, I'd totally be okay with it. But then in the moment, you're like. Because I used to think I could be poly. Like, logically, it made sense to me. Like,
yeah.
Being in a polyamorous relationship, or not even polyamory, but just the idea of swinging. Because polyamory and swinging are different.
Yeah. Poly is like you actually have relationships.
Multiple relationships. While swinging, it's like you have your main relationship, you just hook up with other people too. So I was always kind of lenient on the swinging thing. And then I actually kind of tried it. Like, I was seeing somebody, like, we were friends, and we were just kind of like fooling around for a bit. And then we actually developed feelings for each other. But since he had just gone out of a very long-term relationship, I did not want to be the rebound.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, you just got out of a relationship. You need to be single. Like, I think that is very important for everybody. Because this was like his high school sweetheart. Kind of like, I don't know if high school sweetheart per se, but like.
Like
long time. And so like, you probably still have some hurt feelings and stuff like that. So I want you to go, you know, he never got to do Tinder or anything. I'm like, go do Tinder, go do those things.
Do that slut phase.
Right. And then he's like, okay, well, and he started seeing a girl who was poly. And so he's like, you know what? I have feelings for both of you. Like, even though like you have 70% of my heart or 80% of my heart, she's got the other 20, 30%. And I'm like, I can't.
Yeah.
Like when there's no emotion involved, sure. I don't care what you're doing. But once like, there were feelings, it's like, I can't, I'm not cut out for this.
It's always like a competition in a way in your mind.
And like, I didn't want that. And so I realized, you know, like I used to say, oh, I could probably do the swinging relationship. It makes sense. And it's like, now that I've kind of been in it, no,
my heart can't handle this.
Nope, I can't do it. I'm out. Peace. They're actually still together, actually, last
night. Damn.
I heard. So good for them. It's been many years.
Wow. I know. I think about it too. And I'm like, my boyfriend isn't really the jealous type. So that's where I think... But I don't know. He didn't seem cool with it. But
I think it might be a safety thing, too.
Well, if he was like outside, like you said, like outside the car, I honestly don't think it has much to do with safety with him. But he was very much like, no. But I don't know, with this new offer, maybe he'll change his mind. But then I think about it and I'm like, I'm such a jealous type.
Let's say it's like a 45-year-old cougar. Like she's hot. She's older, you know, she's got kids our age, like 50-year-old girl.
God, that'd be so weird.
Right?
I don't know. I'm so like anal and extra that I'd be like, well, let's all go to lunch together and let me talk to her and let me see how she is and let me see what's really wanting to go.
And she just throw like $10,000 in your face, get the hell out.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't want to talk to you, bye.
Or maybe she'll love me and she'll want it to be like a three-way cuddle set.
She just kicks you out the bed like the entire time, like, get out.
Yeah, I don't really want you here. You just insisted. Yeah, so I'm curious to see if anyone else, if you would do this, you would offer, or you would let your significant other do this.
Or if you're a female, would you do this?
Like, if you're like in my position. Like if all of a sudden my boyfriend was like, dude, babe, do it, get that 500, like, you know, like, I'm like, is this a trap now? Like, even if he did say that, I'd be like, and I feel, it does feel like a little dirty, you know? But then I'm also like, but will I feel really clean once I get that check?
I'm going to shower afterwards.
Yeah. I'm in clothes too, so.
But going back to my segue, which I totally forgot what I was.
Oh, man, I ruined it.
All right, let's, hold on. Let's just reset.
Okay.
All right. So there's something I need to tell you.
Oh, my God. I'm getting so nervous.
It's something bad. It's something bad.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ.
Okay. So I'm going to preface this because you're going to jump ahead. You're going to know what I'm talking about. So I'm going to preface this with something else.
Okay.
About over a week ago now, I made the decision because of health stuff. And I'm not going to get too into it just so it's not that it's gross necessarily, but it's just, you know, body stuff. Like, I decided to get my birth control removed, which was an IUD. It was implanted into my uterus.
Yeah.
Just because of weird issues I've had, like health reasons. And so I decided to get it in. It's kind of helped, but it hasn't really solved all the problems I was having. So I made the decision after 3 years to just remove it and see if that helps.
Yeah.
They said that my hormones and everything would probably get back to normal in about like 2 or 3 months. Let me tell you, I have not been this ranzy baby in a long time.
Really?
I am feeling a lot more assertive, a lot more awake in a weird way. Like, I'm kind of going a little nuts right now.
Oh, shoot.
So assertive, mind you, that the thing that you said I wouldn't do last week, I did.
You hit him up?
Yeah. I hit the dude up I was talking about on Instagram.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was very, very smooth, I think. He hasn't replied back.
Okay.
Because it's like, I think it's this weird game. Like, I noticed, like, oh, he won't reply for a couple hours, so I'm going to wait a minute because I don't want to be seen too desperate that he replied.
Yeah.
And so then it's kind of evolved, like, oh, crap, I forgot to reply yesterday. I didn't reply in a day. So I think he's waiting. Oh, like, I've noticed this trend with this, to not seem too, like, oh. So he made a comment about this. So we were talking about haunted houses, haunted court mazes and stuff. And I mentioned that I grew up near the one in Snohomish. And he said, oh, I heard that the one in Snohomish this year is doing a drive-by corn maze situation. He's like, it's like, maybe I should check that out or something like that, ... And I'm just like, oh.
He ... that?
Yes.
What?
And okay. And so I said, well, if you're looking for somebody to go check it out with, let me know.
That's so smooth.
Right? So I'm waiting for his reply. We were also talking about other stuff, so it was like a long message of like answering different parts to it. So I'm just waiting to see what he says.
So has he read it yet?
Let's see.
Because you can, I hate that on Instagram, you can see if someone read
it. But we've done that too. Like, cause like I get a little, not anxious, but if I see a long message and my brain's just not...
Oh, you have to take, there. You have to set a time aside
and I'm just like,
to like
I,
really
I
be there and answer everything.
Right. So there's times where like, I noticed that both of us, like I'll read it, but I don't reply right away because I'm still trying to process. And I've seen him do that too. As of yet, he's not seen it, but it says he was active. So when did
you reach out to him? Okay. So we talked last Wednesday and I was like, yeah, do it.
So we had been, we've been talking, but like we're pretty bad at messaging back and forth. So Saturday, he sent me the message, but I was pretty, Saturday, I did not really look at my phone. Actually, Saturday and Sunday, I very rarely looked at my phone this weekend.
Okay.
Because I was either doing nothing or just doing stuff around my house. Like organizing, making me feel like, you know, I call it nesting. Making it pretty and everything. So I realized I very, very rarely replied to people right away.
So he messaged you on Saturday.
Saturday. And then I didn't message until like early morning Monday.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, crap. Because I saw it Sunday. And I was like, oh, crap. It's a long message I have to reply to.
Wait, when did you guys start? Or was this just a continuation of
conversation.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, he said something like Stalker Farms is apparently doing a drive-through haunt. Kind of curious about that, ...
You're like, well.
Like, let me know if you want somebody to go with. So I proved you wrong.
I'm so proud of you. How did it feel?
It's weird because I've been like my moods, like I do notice a few mood swings, which I hate.
like really nice and then really bitchy?
Like I almost like yelled at Danny because he was chewing too loudly or drinking his water too loudly.
Girl, welcome to my life. welcome to my life. But I do actually yell at him, yeah, and I don't even think it's hormones. I think it's just me.
Yeah, but he was like just chugging his water, and it. And any other moment, I'd be like, oh, that sounds like quench, like you're quenching your thirst. That sounds like I want water now, and I just wanted to throw something at him.
Yeah,
but I was also just like, la 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 la, I'm gonna kill you, la la la. Like in my head, I'm like, why am I feeling like this?
Like it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal, mm-hmm. but it's a big deal to me right now.
But I'm trying to like keep my cool because my hormones are going crazy. Because it's
that's wild that you already feel such a difference.
Yeah, like every within a few days.
Yeah,
like my hormones are just nuts. And another,
dang, and like right as your parents moved in, it's not like you can like.
I'm going to your place. I'm old enough. I'll get a freaking motel.
Dude, you can come over. Shoot, you can please yourself in my bed. I don't care. Whatever.
With a dude?
Sure. Yeah.
See, this is a homie right here.
Girl, I'm the type that like you have me sleep in the hallway if you want. If you're trying to bone, if we're like in a sharing hotel. A hotel room. Yeah. People think that's weird, and I think that's like a true friend right there.
So. I think so too.
Yeah.
It's like sock on the doorknob. Like I got you, girl.
Or I'll just like I'll sleep in the bathtub. Yeah, I'll bring you some water.
And some ibuprofen for that hangover.
Yeah, some snacks, too, if you get hungry in the middle. Who knows?
Just throw peanuts. Like, hold on. Yeah.
Just like
I need more
Ritz.
Energy. Throw me a Gatorade. Thanks. Just picturing, like, sports, like, athletes. Like,
electrolytes.
Catching the
game. Yeah.
I got this.
They should make that a commercial. That'd be hilarious.
Realistically, that's what Gatorade's used for, like, after sex and after drinking benders.
Yeah. No one just gets a Gatorade for the fun of it.
I do love Gatorade sometimes. Like, in the summer because I get real dehydrated. I am a winter heat. But I did another thing. So I don't know if I mentioned this on the podcast or just to you. So I had a friend of mine. She was trying to set me up with a friend of a friend's.
Yes. I think this was just to me.
I think it was just you. So yeah. So she hits me up. She's like, so do you like the way Ethan Hawke looks? I'm like, yeah, I guess. Like, or with facial hair, I'm like looking. I'm like, yeah, I mean, he's a good looking dude, especially when he was younger. I'm like, why? Because I thought she was just going to have me settle a argument or something.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, well, I have a friend of mine. She has a friend. She's trying to hook up with somebody. He kind of looks like Ethan Hawke. And I'm like, okay, I'm not hating this.
Just send me a screenshot of him.
Yeah, I'm like, okay. I'm like, not hating it. Okay. And she's like, yeah. She was like, do you know any girls for my friend? He's tattooed. He owns a house. He's a freak. And I'm like, and she's like, Vicky, 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 I got you.
Does he have tattoos?
Yes.
Okay.
That's one of the things. Like, he's tattooed.
Oh, okay.
And so she hits me up. She's like, would you be interested? I'm like, okay, yeah, sure. I'm not doing anything right now. It's COVID.
I'm not seeing anyone.
So I find some of my, like, better pictures. And she sent her some, like, of us together. She's like, I promise this is somebody I know, not just a rando on my Facebook.
Yeah.
Like, so she sent pictures of us together at a wedding. And the girl's like, oh my gosh, she's pretty. Like, you know, let me hit it up. And so he was supposed to hit me up within that week because they were trying to facilitate they were trying to set up the date, and then they decided, let's just have them set it up. So they gave him my number,
mm-hmm.
but it's been like 3 weeks.
He still hasn't reached out?
And he still hasn't reached out. And I'm just like, and I talked to her, my friend, about it. I'm like, what's going on? Because apparently she met him recently.
Oh.
And she's like, I think he just started overthinking it because he's like, what? Because he has a kid.
Okay.
She's not like a little girl. She's, I think, 10.
She's like a full-on human being.
Yeah. So, you know, okay. I'm like, you know, not necessarily a deal breaker at this point in my life. But I'm like, okay. I'm like, doesn't bother me. But he's not, I was told, he's not 100% sure if he wants any more kids or not.
Mm.
So he's not sure if he wants to date somebody who does want kids.
How old is he?
I don't know, because I didn't want to ask too many questions, because I hate that about like online dating, is because you know too much up front, and you don't really have anything. You're like, oh yeah, no, I read that you do like, you know, skiing.
Yeah.
That kind of a thing, you know?
Yeah.
I kind of wanted to like know enough about him, but also at least an amount.
Yeah, leave a mystery.
Right. And so he just started kind of like overthinking it, I was told. And like, he's like, I don't know if you should do this or not. And I was just like, you know what? Ask if I can have his number.
Ooh!
Can I get his number, please?
Whoa. Hella assertive.
But like, I don't want to be like, I don't want to come off like when I do message him. I've already thought of kind of maybe how I'd reply. I'd be like, hey, you know what? I want to take you out for a drink or coffee or whatever. No strings attached. Let's just one time. If anything, like, it's COVID. We need to get the hell out. Get some fresh air. Like,
so did you get his number?
I have not yet. She was asking the friend, and I think the friend was checking with him.
Oh my God. So you talk to your friend. He's going to talk to a different friend to ask him if it's okay to give. Oh my God. This is like a chain of events.
Right. And I'm just like, can somebody just give me his freaking number?
Do you know his full name?
No.
Oh, okay. So it's not like you can like slide into his DMs or anything.
No. And I tried like going by the like chain, like, okay, well, I know her friend's nickname. So that must be, I know
her Instagram.
That should be her full name, right?
Yeah.
And so but she has her freaking friends list blocked. I'm like, what?
Oh, so you really couldn't find him?
No.
Well, so you're going to say, hey, let's go out for a drink sometime, or let's go out for coffee.
Yeah, this is Victoria. Like,
Do you know where he lives?
No.
Damn, again, you really don't know anything.
I wanted to keep the mystery alive.
It's definitely a mystery.
Right? I just kind of want to say, look, I hear you've been really busy, because I was the other kid. She's like, I've just been really busy. I'm like, I've been busy, too. I've been moving my whole family into my house and into a storage unit. Like, my life's been chaotic the last few weekends.
You can still make time to get some coffee.
Right. So it's like, hey, yeah, my life just kind of, you know, all the craziness kind of died down. And I kind of wanted to reach out and say, hey, I would love to go out and buy you a coffee or drink. Very assertive. Like, I'm buying you it.
Yeah.
And just hang out. Like, we're no strings attached. It's COVID time. I think it'd be nice to, like, make a new friend at the very least. And if he's still kind of apprehensive, be like, dude, I heard you're a freak. Let's get down.
Okay, so that's like your goal with this, is to have someone to sleep with?
I mean, that would be nice at this point, because my hormones are going kind of crazy.
Okay.
I mean, worst comes to worst, it's like, okay, I want to hear it from him. Like, if he's like, I 100% don't want any kids.
Yeah.
Then it's like, okay, it was very nice meeting you. You didn't waste my time.
That would be like a done.
Yeah. It'd be like, I don't want to have to ever be like, well, what if?
So do you think you'll have that conversation on the first get together? I don't even know if, should I call it a date?
I guess.
Yeah.
I feel like it would come up, because I'd ask about his kid.
Yeah.
And then I'd obviously bring up my foster brother, and I'd probably say something along the lines of like, I feel like I'm kind of raising a kid anyways.
Yeah. I'm like, well, do you want any more? Just slide it in there.
Yeah. I feel like there'd be a way to.
And then if he says no, would you still want to sleep with him?
Depends how I'm vibing with him. Like,
yeah,
if he's exuding like sexiness and stuff, you're like, oh, damn, I gotta hit that. Just take me now.
Take me right on this table.
But with a condom on, because you don't want kids. Okay, nice. Thanks for the sex. Yeah.
And now you're not on birth control. So really, put a condom on.
I'm gonna be getting on new birth control, but I'm always about condoms anyway, especially with people
know. STDs are a thing, everyone.
Yes, they are.
Well, yes. Get that effing number. Hit him up, but make sure it's not a novel. Make sure you don't sound too crazy.
Right. That was my fear.
It's got to be like,
oh no, I'm running this message to multiple filters.
Okay, good. Don't go on. So I heard you're busy. I've been busy too, but like, I also hear, you know, like,
you don't want cats, yeah, but I feel like you should get to know me, because we would make beautiful babies.
And at the least, maybe we can just like have sex. We're vibing. If we're not vibing, then like, screw you. But like,
like, if we're not vibing, that's cool. You can pay for your own coffee.
Yeah. I'll buy you coffee if you're cool, but if you're not,
you can reimburse me at my Venmo. Here's my Venmo number.
Oh my God. I hate you.
I'm just kidding.
Well, that's good. I'm excited for you.
I'm very excited, but for other reasons. Janet,
this is so unlike you.
Well, like, if you think about it, I've been on this birth control method for the last 3 years.
Yeah.
And a lot has happened in 3 years. A lot of my life has changed a lot in 3 years.
That's so crazy that birth control can, like,
I didn't think it. I thought I was just growing up. I think it's a little bit of both.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I used to just be horny. Now I'm horny, and I'm horny for, you know, romance.
Yeah, so that's like the same as you were in the teens, but like a little maturity.
Or even in my like mid-20s. Yeah. Like, I would like to be wooed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, especially now that it's Halloween, I'm seeing all like the memes and pictures and of the Addams Family, and like, that is relationship goals.
The Addams Family, that would be a relationship goal.
Yes, it's Morticia and Gomez, the way they love each other so much, and they don't care. They're just them, unapologetically
them. Yeah.
And it's just like how he like worships her, and I'm like,
I want someone to worship me.
I'm like, come on, I promise the sex is gonna be that good.
And give me good sex, please.
Come on.
It's crazy that your hormones are so
out of
different, so out of control now. And like, for me, I've been on like pretty much the same type of birth control for like 12 years.
Wow.
Or maybe even 13. Yeah, a long time. So I don't even know. Maybe I don't even know who I really am. Maybe the birth control makes me this crazy all the time. But like in reality, I'm actually super cool and chill and dope.
Sarah, it runs in your family. You're freaking crazy. I know your father.
So the birth control is not really doing anything? Or is it?
Maybe it's containing the beast. Oh.
Maybe it's taming my craziness.
Just know that whenever you do get pregnant, I don't want to be around you.
Dude, I don't even want to be married myself. Oh, man. I'm going to be a raging bitch. And I'm going to kind of have an excuse for it because I'm pregnant. I mean, I'm not right now, but like if I was.
Yeah. I'm like, can you just please find another job when you do that?
I'm growing a tiny human in me.
Be like, Sarah, here's a cupcake.
For real.
And then just like leave it and run.
run away. Yeah. Bitch is loose. She's out. Every man for himself.
I'm going to trip you. She can't get all of us.
My poor baby daddy whenever that happens. Dang.
But I'm curious, like, and I actually was talking to the friend who was trying to set me up with this dude. And because I was telling her, I'm like, dude, like, I'm at this point, I'm like, let's just, like, I want to just do it.
Let's just meet. Let's just see what's up.
Well, yeah. I meant have sex. I was telling her about the birth control thing, and she's just like, oh, yeah, that same thing just happened to me recently.
Oh, really?
And she's like, I feel a girl.
Dude, have you ever, are you on the Tinder?
No.
Have you downloaded again?
And that's I think, the only thing.
Because that's a real easy way right there.
And that's the only thing, I think, the grown-up part of me, it's like, I don't want to have to deal with that. I have a lower threshold for stupidity in games.
Even with just like a hit it and quit it?
Yeah, because it's like there's so many hoops you have to usually jump through, like the stupid small talk and everything.
Dude, if you hit up a dude that you thought was fine and was like, dude, I'm just trying to do it. There ain't no hoopla.
Yeah. I guess part of me is also like, well, like my last bang buddy. I technically have two that I would go to. One that I haven't gone to for many years.
And one's taken, right?
Yeah. But one I haven't gone to for many years, he's just a little too much right now. Like, on social media, too, as well.
Oh,
it's another one that's, like, fun. I'm like, okay, can you please just shut up? Please.
You really wouldn't want to meet up with him, then.
No. So I'm like, I don't want to have to deal with you talking.
Yeah,
like,
that's already a headache.
I adore you as a friend, but I don't want to have to deal with you. And then the other one, yeah, he just recently got in a relationship, so I was like, I wonder, because he doesn't... I love the dude. He's like a really, like, he's a friend. He's in my friend group. You know, I wouldn't have been on enough bang buddies with this dude if he wasn't a friend. Like, if I didn't like him as a human.
Totally.
I should say. Because he's just a genuinely fun person to hang out with. But he doesn't, his relationships don't typically last long, especially the recent ones.
This one's been a little bit, though.
It's been a couple months.
Yeah. You can't hold out much longer, girl. Your husband's going crazy.
No, so I did do a thing like, hey, how you, like, because he messaged me. He's like, hey, I thought you came into my store. I'm like, no, that wasn't me, you know. And we started BSing. He's like, miss you, buddy. I'm like, miss you, too. I'm like, so what are you doing for Halloween? Not sure. And I'm like trying to see, I'm like, are you still with the girl? I'm like, what are your plans? Like, oh, we don't have any plans yet. I'm like, damn it. Damn it.
You can just ask him how his girlfriend is and then see if he says anything.
I don't want to like appear like
thirsty.
Yes.
Thirsty for that.
Yes. It's
that
like,
man.
Hey, is that girl still around?
Oh, damn she it. Is? Okay, I'm not going to respond then.
You're like, okay, hit me up when you're done.
Yeah, hit me up when you guys break up.
That happened, I think, the last relationship he had because he was telling me about it. Like, we hadn't talked in a little bit. And he's like, yeah, I'm seeing this girl. It's not working out. I'm going to, next time I see her in person, I'm going to break it off. And so then he hits me. I'm like, yeah, let me know when you do. Winky face.
Really?
Yeah. And so the next time, like, he hits me up next. He's like, hey, what do you want to hang out soon? I'm single again. I'm like, yay, let's go.
See, here, he knows too.
Like, it's just, that's our friendship.
That's
like,
probably why he said, I don't know what we have planned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, just, that's.
Because you guys only hang out, it seems like, when y'all are single.
Usually.
Yeah.
Like, and it was usually like a respect thing.
Yeah, like, for sure.
But now that we're older, it's like, like, we actually all genuinely like hanging out with him, like, in my friend group. Like, everyone loves him.
Nope. No,
so
no,
that's that weird thing. And I'm like, I don't.
Nope. You screwed it up by screwing him.
Right. And that was the thing. Like, when he was saying, like, we need to hang out. I'm like, oh, are you single again?
Yeah.
That's why I was
confused. Probably just a nice thing you say to people.
But I, like, we have a bit, like I've said, like, we have a weird system.
Would you want to hang out with him as girlfriend?
I don't know. I kind of want to see what she's like.
Well, then hang out with him.
Yeah. There was an occasion because. He was really drunk. It was his birthday. And he's like, out of all my bang buddies, because we know, we, like, especially when we were younger, we had multiple bang buddies at the same time. And we were all really safe and stuff. But
y'all
we never talked about that. Like, not necessarily like, oh, so this person's like this. So this, like, we never got into specifics.
Yeah.
Not because we were hiding anything. It's just never, we just didn't. But he's like, out of all my bang buddies, you're my favorite. And I'm just like, thank you. I was sober. He was not. And I'm like, why? And he's like, because you don't, you know what you know what our line is.
You don't get too clingy.
Yeah, I'm not getting it muddled, like, or like, we agree this is what it is, and we're not, and I'm not like trying, like, oh, well, if we can be bang buddies, maybe I can get him to fall in love with me. It's not like that.
Yeah.
And I think he's experienced that.
Oh, probably. Usually that bang buddies, friends with benefits do not work out.
No. So it was, I feel like I might have told the story before, but it cracks me up every time because I know him. So he was in a band, and I went to go see him perform because I'm friends with everyone in that band. And I'm like, yeah, that sounds like a good time. I was living in Seattle, so it wasn't too far of a drive. I'm like, yeah, I'll come check it out. And I'm sitting there watching them warm up, talking to them as they come out, to each of them, and talking to other people that I know. And this girl's like, oh, my God, like, too excited to be there, right?
A groupie.
Like, kind of, yeah. And I'm like, hey. And she's like, so how do you know the band? Or who do you know in the band? I'm like, well, you know, everyone.
Yeah.
I'm friends with everyone.
But I'm boning this guy.
But I don't say that. And so I'm like, who do you know? Because I've never seen her before. And she's like, oh, I know, you know, so-and-so. I'm like, oh, awesome. Yeah, he's a really good dude. And just watching her, like, geek out. And then she had brought her mom to the show.
Was her mom hot? Was she hot? Was this like a hot mom-daughter duo?
Like, they weren't, like, Playboy, you know, porn star, like hot mom and daughter.
Yeah.
But they were both attractive.
Okay. Was she a MILF?
Okay, I could see that.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Again, not porn star MILF, but like reality MILF.
I feel like a mom going to like a rock show could either be really hot or like really train wreck.
But you can tell they weren't really like rockers, but they were like, oh, this is cool. We're going to a rock show. Yeah. This is
supporting.
So
edgy.
Yeah. Supporting.
So it's like me.
But you have some rock cred to you.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm edgy AF.
Yeah, you are. And the more she's talking, I'm like, oh my God, my buddy's banging this chick.
Were you banging him too at the same time?
Yeah. Like, we bang on and off, and I'm just like, he's banging this chick. I was not, like, because of our friendship, like, the way we are, he's one, like, the only person I've been able to do this with.
Yeah.
I don't get jealous with him, which is weird because that's not true with anybody else. So I'm sitting here like, okay, because she's so different from me.
Yeah.
And I think it's hilarious. And just watching her, I'm like, God, she's so cringy. This is so funny.
Dude.
And so I later talked to him. He's like, actually, we never even had sex. Like, apparently, like, he was starting to see her, not necessarily dating, but they were seeing each other, gone on a few dates and stuff. And in her head, she thought they were dating, like, boyfriend, girlfriend.
She was, like, hoping.
Like, she was already, like, two steps ahead. But he was also seeing someone else, like, too, like, going on dates with this person, like, getting to know them. See, I think seeing and dating are two different things. Seeing is when you're going on a few dates, but dating is when you're official.
Like, really?
Dating is my...
You might want to, like, whoever you date /see/whatever, you might want to make sure you guys have the same definitions because I think seeing and dating are kind of the same thing to me.
I'm
dating this person, but I'm also dating, like, you know, like.
I feel like the way I kind of differentiate it, and it's really cheesy, but I'm like, I quote unquote say Facebook official. Like, as in, your friends know this is my boyfriend. I'm introducing my boyfriend. But if I'm dating you or seeing you, I mean, I don't, you're not my boyfriend.
People say, like, I date multiple people. Like, I'm dating around. Uh-huh. They say, all, you know.
But that's just how I differentiate between the two.
You, like, might want to make sure if you're seeing someone.
Yes.
And then you say you're dating, make sure that they think that's a relationship,
right,
too.
Anywho, but yeah, he's like, no, I was, you know, seeing this other chick, and, like, you know, they found out about each other, and they're like, you're cheating on me. It's like, what? We're not going out.
Oh, like, this guy sounds like a player.
A little bit, but, like, he's getting older too, so it's like less.
He's slowing
and less.
Down. Yeah, he's slowing down. Sounds like he's in a relationship now.
I know. Like, he was telling me, he's like, yeah, we just came back. I met her parents. I'm like, dude,
that's big for him.
That
sounds
big.
Like.
So we shall see.
You need to get a new bag, buddy.
I do. So I'm hoping one of these two guys. We either got Ethan Hawke, or we got
Instagram man. Ooh, I'm excited.
So we'll see if any of these work.
Yes.
All right. Anywho, but I proved Sarah wrong. That's all that matters.
I know. Who else is shocked? Who else is so proud of Vicky and her hormones going crazy that she's like, dude, I'm just going to put the ball in my court. I'll text you.
Actually, I'm going to message my friend because I don't want to be too pushy either because I don't really talk to her that often. So I feel kind of bad.
Be pushy. Get that number.
But I feel kind of bad. Like, oh, I haven't talked to you. Like, I don't know how you're doing. But okay, what's the story with this dude?
Yeah, but also I don't care how you're doing. So
you're a dick.
It's the truth. What can I say?
All right. But we'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye.